broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is here in the Old Pueblo. Fellow foodies, you are in for a treat. You have tuned in, like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, to the most delicious hour on radio. This is Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the destination for comfort cuisine and cocktails. And you're thinking about all of that gloriousness manifest right before your very eyes. That only means one place on this Saturday at 4 o'clock. We are broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. And fellow foodies, we are broadcasting deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour. Happy Hour goes all the way from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Come on down, have a great cocktail, have some great cuisine. I see a number of celebrities are in the house today. We're going to be talking to a number of them, but you have found the most delicious spot on the dial, and I am so glad that you have joined me. Now, when we scan the landscape week after week, The difficult decisions about who's going to occupy the celebrity co-host seat. Back here with our good friend, Chef Ryan Clark. So, great having you on the show. Now, the only time you're ever on this show is like when I'm out of town and you co-host, guest host for me. What's it like being on the other end of the mic?
Oh, that's true. It's amazing. I'm excited for the lineup today. We're going to talk to some great people. Like you said, this Commoner & Co. right now is packed with Tucson celebrities. So
I mean, we got Dennis Arnold from Barrio Brewing Company just sort of wandered in, as he often does. You know, we've got the J.P. Viborni from 1055. He wandered in. Now, you think these are two world-class brewers right here. Normally, they don't travel together for national security purposes, but it's great to see them all here. But anyway, we've got a lot of people from all over the galaxy, Ryan Clark, who were tuning in to hear you. This is your first broadcast interview since it was made clear to this community. And here I am, it's just a Friday, I'm opening the newspaper, and boom, I read that Ryan Clark is leaving Augustine Kitchen. And our listeners, Ryan Clark, want to know what is up!
I know, it was shocking to a lot of people. We had to keep it very hush-hush as we were going through the process. You know, going out to Augustine Kitchen was one of the best things that I've done in my career. You know, we're closing that chapter, but we're looking forward to opening a new one. We had a lot of goals that we set when we went out there. You know, one was to obviously build a successful restaurant, which we've done. Unfortunately, the partnership, it's run its course, and it's time to move on.
And, you know, how long were you there at Augustine?
About 2 years.
And you really helped to grow and to create a brand for what Augustine is. I mean, when you talk about a restaurant that has an unyielding commitment to using local farms, local purveyors, I think you guys set the bar as high as possible. And you really, you know, we can only hope that story, you know, story continues. You know, my hat is off to you and Brandon, your entire team over there, because I think you helped to sort of redefine what cuisine really can be here in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, we had a great time with it. And, you know, I put my heart and soul into that place, completely developed the concept. You know, we wanted to do something that was going to be a community-driven style restaurant. And I think we captured that 100%. Just a few people I really want to thank while I have a moment. You know, Brandon Dillon, you mentioned, my sous chef.
Absolutely.
Our bar staff, Garrett Stefkin, that opened, and Kieran Weiss, John Silverman, and Alan Yap, who helped a lot on the project that nobody knows about.
Right.
So,
chef is great.
And, of course, our staff. Front of house was absolutely amazing out there. Our back-of-house kitchen staff. Which a lot of them that are still there, and I hope them the best of success. And all of our partners, the farms, the ranches, the breweries, the wineries, the florist, the music, everything that came together to make it a community-driven restaurant really made it work.
Also much a part of the success of this concept that had down at the Mercado. Now, when we say award-winning, you know, Augustine Kitchen, under your leadership, Ryan Clark, looking to blush. He's blushing.
Thanks,
I know it
Matt.
Takes a village. But anyway, you guys have just continued to win award after award after award. Not only, you know, what's coming out of the center of the plate, but also what's going in the glass. I mean, you have a lot to be proud of for racking these things up over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we try to be humble about it, but as it just piles as it piles in, it's like, wow, this is real. You know, Best Chef Tucson nomination by The Weekly. You know, 2 years in a row on their top 100 dishes, of course. Best Breakfast Dish in Arizona nomination. And then on our first year from Tucson Lifestyle, getting the top five restaurants in our first year was really a huge accomplishment for me and my whole staff.
You know, it's because of Ryan Clark that the Iron Chef of Tucson Steering Committee decided that there needs to be term limits. Because, you know, we said three-time Iron Chef. You would have been the fourth, and you would have been the fifth. But what does it say about someone who is now – let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade. You're how old now?
30.
I mean, you're 30 years old, three-time Iron Chef. What does it say about those chops, you know, competing here against some of the great chefs here in Southern Arizona?
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, we squeaked by in every single one of those. There's some amazing chefs in Tucson. You know, the talent is I think, some of the best in the nation, as well as the bartenders in town. So this is a food community to take seriously. It's somewhere that I don't want to leave. I'm really looking forward to finding, you know, my niche here again. You know, like I said, I built Augustine from the ground up, and I can do that again.
Okay, so there's the question. There's the it used to be the $64,000 question. There's the $164,000 question. You have an entire community that is really hoping that you're going to continue to rally around this community and remain here in Southern Arizona. Can we have you say right here, right now, Ryan Clark, that Southern Arizona is home and it will continue to be home?
Oh, don't hold me to that, Matt.
Oh, all right, sorry. But anyway, you've got offers, I mean, quite literally, from the moment this story broke, you've had offers not only from restaurants across the Grand Canyon State, but also nationwide. And, you know, these are very difficult decisions for you to make. But what, you know, give me a little tease, for crying out loud. I mean, what are the kinds of things that you're looking for? How about that? When you evaluate the opportunities, how do the planets have to align to make sure that this is the right restaurant for Ryan Clark?
Well, I have to say, first and foremost, the community, the people that surround me, it's been overwhelming, the responses I've gotten. Emails have been flooding in, whether it's an investor, maybe a business that wants to do a partnership, or maybe it's just someone saying, hey, I really like the food at Augustine. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Those things mean a lot to me. I'm not quite sure if I want to open another spot in town or if I want to do some consulting, which I'm currently doing. So I've got kind of this clear, broad horizon right now, and it feels pretty good.
I love it. You know, we're so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished, and I think we're all kind of giddy to see what's in store for us as consumers of your brand. You know, absolutely, we have an allegiance to Ryan Clark and his group, and we're just really itching to see what the next chapter of the story is. Now, when you're evaluating all of these restaurants for prospective partnerships, you certainly do get out from time to time and enjoy some of the other great restaurants across Southern Arizona. What are some of your favorites here on town? There he goes again. I'm putting him on the spot.
Always putting me on the spot.
Where are you eating and drinking these days, Chef?
Well, we're here at Commoner & Co., right? It's absolutely
answer.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Some of my other favorites, you know, Ramiro Scava is doing great stuff at Pasco, and I am so excited for him to open up Red's. What a great barbecue spot.
Arizona-inspired Q.
Oh, and he's getting there. It's coming close. And, you know, downtown proper, what they're doing, obviously a very similar project to what we were doing at Augustine Kitchen. And, of course, my friend, good friend Tyler Fenton over at Riley. Is he not killing it or what?
Oh, I mean, my gosh. Everything he does.
Growing an empire.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that beer garden over there is just one of the coolest places to just sort of kick back and have some suds, and it's great. But anyway, we're talking to Ryan Clark, our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on our live broadcast from Commoner & Co. He is a three-time Iron Chef, Ryan Clark. You have not heard the last of Ryan. He hopefully will be breaking news on this radio show when he decides to reveal where he's going to go. Will you at least promise me that, Ryan?
I will be back for sure.
Okay, we have, such a diplomatic response. He will be back. Anyway, Ryan, thanks for coming out to party with us.
Thank you.
Always great to see you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, speaking of spectacular suds, there's a guy here who is behind some world-class spectacular suds. He's winning awards all over the country. And you're going to have to sort of tune in to hear the delicious story. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. I just love that. We're live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. Great happy hour specials going on here all the way up until 6 o'clock. But listen, the party doesn't end at 6 because the cuisine here, you just want to come and sink your teeth into some of it. And there's a new fall menu that's going to be debuting next week. And we're actually a little bit later on in the show going to be talking to Brian Bimo Morris himself. He's going to give us a little bit of a tease on what we can expect on that fall menu. But here we are back with our celebrity co-host, three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark. Is this fun or what?
It's great.
What are you drinking, by the way?
I'm having a little beer.
You're having a little beer?
Yeah, you know.
On Saturday afternoon.
You know, why not?
Why not?
Don't have a job right now, so I got to celebrate.
We've
already
gotten three texts with employment offers during the commercial break.
And if you're planning on coming down to Commoner & Co. right now, you better hurry. These seats are filling up. I'm not kidding.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons why the seats are filling up, not just because of the great cocktails and cuisine here at Commoner, but our next co-host, our next guest, Dennis Arnold from Barrio Brewing Company. No stranger, again, to this audience. Longtime friend and partner, Dennis Arnold. Good to see you, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Tucson Blonde.
Oh.
It's going to be with the U of A starting at 6 o'clock. You've got to take your pregame a little bit, you know, on the light side. You don't have to start with the big IPAs.
The Tucson Blonde, you know, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona.
It's a beautiful beer.
You know, and that's like this big designation that we all love about Barrio. You really sort of helped start the whole craft beer community here in Southern Arizona, but you continue to earn praises and plaudits wherever you go, and this has like been a big couple of weeks for you guys at Barrio.
Yeah, I don't overplay that too much. I'm going to give the recipe for the Rojo.
Let me overplay it.
The recipe for the Rojo is 10% really good beer, 90% really great luck. That's how it happens in these national competitions when you have 7,000 beers trotted out.
So you're just getting back from the Great American Beer Festival.
I didn't go.
So your beers represented the brand?
We send it like every 3 years or so because it's gotten – the first time I was ever there was in 1992, and I had my first daughter about 7-8 weeks old strapped to my chest, and I was pouring beer, and that was good times. And now you walk in, and I'm like closer to 60 than I am 50. And with 10,000 people bumping your elbow while you're trying to drink, it's like, I don't want to be the get off my lawn guy. but I had, you know, some other things to do, so we didn't make the trip.
Oh, well, you know, your beer made the trip, and it came back a very happy sud.
Well, that's nice. The Rojo was the second beer I ever made in my life.
And there's
a story that goes back in, that was in 91 and 93 of. The most famous beer writer of all time, his name was Michael Jackson.
Right.
He's a British guy that, from his second chin up, he was nothing but a big hairball. But boy, did he! They called him the Bard of Beer. And so he had called and said, "Hey, I'm coming through Arizona. And you guys have three breweries, and now there's 75, I think." And he said, "You know, can you bring your beer up to Phoenix? You know, I'm doing a book and stuff." So I go up there, and I said, "Here is my amber." And so he drinks it, and he had this habit of just whispering into his microphone, so he didn't know what the heck, you know, what you were saying. And then he goes, well, that's, you know, great, but this is not an amber, it's a Scottish.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, really? So I meant to make this, and I made that. And because Al Gore had not perfected the internet by that time, I had to go to the library to read what the heck a Scottish was.
You couldn't
Google
it, no,
there was such
sure.
a time, it was like a cell phone was something prisoners used. and it was just the time. So, I mean, it was crazy, and I was like, really? Wow. You know, and it was just so nice to be touched by something like that on an international basis.
And now the Rojo brings home the bronze in the Great American. Now, how many beers are up for competition at that event?
Well, there's somewhere around 6,500 or so.
6,500 beers.
And my take on this, it's not like you're in a race where there's a clear winner. When you throw, let's say, 100 beers into a competition and you have, you know, it gets pared down, my guess is that there's 30 really good beers out of that 100. Mm, mm. And then after that, it's luck. It's if you have all the best beers ever wind up at one judge's table and only one goes on.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So that's how I've always looked at it. When I won my first gold there, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, those judges are the smartest people in the world. but the reality is, it just takes a lot of good fortune.
Arojo is one of our favorites at the Russell House. We actually not too long ago went through a keg, and now it's one of the beers at the Barrio Brewing Company that are in cans.
Yeah, and that's probably what made. Everybody that works at the brewery, the proudest, because there's a little secret in competition is that when you get that right beer, you brew it just perfectly and you sequester it and you do the craziest things ever in order to get it driven in a limousine to Denver. And so when we had kind of spaced it because we weren't going this year, we're like, uh-oh, we have to send the Rojo. And we just grabbed a month-old six-pack off the shelf and threw it in a box. And a month later, it got judged. So it really let everybody appreciate just how hard it is to package beer.
Yes.
And to know that what the customer's getting on the shelf is exactly what the judge has got to taste.
The carefully sequestered suds of Barrio Brewing Company. Well, we got about another 2 minutes left before we got to go to a commercial break. But so you've got all this fanfare around the national craft beer community. But at the end of the day, Dennis Arnold, you're a hometown favorite. You're a hometown guy. You started this conversation about craft beer in this community a long time ago. But you just took home the judge's choice for best specialty beer at the Tucson Beer Cup, Born and Brewed, the Grapefruit IPA.
It was a good month. So we got like a best beer and Reader's Choice in the Tucson
Arizona Daily Star.
Yep. Tucson Weekly. We had best beer. We had that come in. We had then the medal, and it's all like you're feeling all high about yourself. And then the next day, my oldest dinosaur compressor blew up. And I couldn't pour beer for 3 days.
Oh, no.
So it kind of brings you back to, it kind of brings you down in a hurry. It's like, oh my, you know, you're up there at 4 a.m. cussing old some of your Metacoplans and vowing you'll never own one again. You know, and I looked at the old dinosaur and I said, oh my Lord, I bought that thing used in 1992, so it laid a, you know, led a good life.
Man, yeah.
But
if
there's one rule I would change in life, it's that things should break on Mondays and not Fridays.
That
was pretty much it.
Well, you brought all the awards home. Look for Barrio Brewing Company at your favorite local retailer, your favorite bar. All our favorite bars have you on tap. And look, he's blushing now. There's a lot of blushing going on here.
It's Rojo color.
It's the Rojo. Anyway, remind all of our listeners exactly where the mothership is. Where's Barrio Brewing
Company? Oh, it's 800 East 16th Street. It's just off of downtown. Pleasant place to come and enjoy a beer. I hope people do.
It really is. And when you're not a Barrio Brewing Company and you're on campus, we always want to make sure that everybody goes and checks out Gentle Ben's.
That's where I'm headed next.
Man, oh, man. Well, you are going to have a little line following you on the way to award-winning beer. Anyway, Dennis Arnold from Barrio Brewing Company, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Don't let it go to your head, though, man. Just, you know, take it all in stride.
Don't let the beer go to your head. That's great advice.
There's a hashtag in there somewhere. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our deeply valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be shifting from suds to some cocktails that are beginning to attract some buzz all across this community. And there's a woman at the center of cocktail excellence here in Southern Arizona. Her name is Kim Kaiser, and she's coming up next. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thanks again.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark, broadcasting live from Commoner & Co., southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb, moving our way from a great beer to a great cocktail. Now, Ryan Clark, you're drinking a beer. I've seen you drink a cocktail or two in your day. Now, do you have like a go-to kind of standard cocktail that gets your nod more frequently than others?
Oh, it's just good whiskey, neat.
Oh, nice.
You know, why not? Keep it simple.
Right. Your bourbon rye, doing a little sour mash,
just like
craft
bourbon.
American.
Bourbon's good.
Nice. Is there one you want to give some love to one particular brand over another?
You know, I can't particularly do that because then, you know, if you show up at the bar, then they're going to expect you to do that. So I think I'm going to leave it open.
I understand. Well, anyway, there's a woman in this community who is attracting quite a following in her own right because she is one of those who is responsible for creating this amazing cocktail culture in the foothills. And the place to come for, I think, a rather creative cocktail experience is Commoner & Co. She's bartender Kim Kaiser and her On the Menu Live debut. Kim, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, look at us. We're surrounded by cocktails.
Can't beat that.
Is that what happens when you come into Commoner? I mean, do people begin the journey, the experience right there at the bar when you first walk in, have a cocktail or two before making their way into the dining room?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
I've never worked at a restaurant where we sold so many cocktails. Every single one of them is awesome.
Oh,
they're
that's
so
great.
Well,
you know, I would think that Ryan Clark and myself proudly are contributing to that, you know, those data.
There's a reason that people are drinking cocktails. These are amazing. What is this?
You know, I'll tell you, so when you look at this cocktail menu, and one of the things that sort of, you know, amazed me is there are some things that are happening on this menu that just simply are not happening anywhere else. Now, I interviewed Chef Ryan Clark for an article I wrote about 2 years ago on sous vide, on the French, the old hundreds years old French cooking technique of using an immersion circulator to cook ribeyes into vegetables and sauces. You're actually sous-viding whiskey here at Commoner & Co.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
We're trying to take back the kitchen, you know, in the bar.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. She's sitting right next to me, Matt.
Watch out.
So you literally are vacuum sealing whiskey in a bag, having it hang out in that warm bath. Now, what is that sous-vide? I know what sous-vide is doing to food from a sort of a physiological, organic perspective. But what is that doing to the whiskey?
So we infuse ours for our sous vide honey old fashioned with local honeycomb. So it's infusing it in about half an hour as opposed to, you know, any other method when you're letting it sit there for a week, 2 weeks. We're doing it in half an hour. We cook ours at 135 degrees Fahrenheit, so none of that alcohol cooks off. So you're not losing any of that great booze in your cocktail.
Right, right. I mean, that anchor sort of experience is what you want to maintain.
Exactly.
My wife and I are big fans of the sous vide old fashioned here. It really, now there's some tobacco bitters as well, or tincture
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing a little bit of that tobacco essence together with that wonderful sous vide whiskey, local honey. Ryan, this sounds like a cocktail that you'd enjoy.
Sounds like something I'd make.
It certainly does. I mean,
killer.
That's a cocktail for a foodie. The very first cocktail I had here at Commoner, though, was right when you guys were opening, was this martini with, and again, I challenge you to find this on any other cocktail menu in town, a house-made pickle juice.
That we make in-house.
In a martini.
Yep, the juice, everything, and garnish with the pickle and a blue cheese olive.
Ooh.
House pickle juice.
It's giving me the chills over here.
Just another day at the office for, you know, Kim Kaiser. How would you describe the cocktail experience here, though? I mean, you've got some great creative cocktails here, but, you know, someone come on in here, they're going to have a Beam and Coke. You're going to give them a Beam and Coke, right? Yeah.
So that's what the most fun part about our cocktail menu is. It's a lot of classic cocktails. You know, mixology is making a comeback. All those great prohibition cocktails that no one was allowed to drink, all coming back now. And it's all kind of our unique twist on on all of those. You know, we've got the Dirty Martini, but we do ours with pickle juice. We've got the Sous Vide Old Fashioned, but we do it with a honeycomb-infused whiskey, tobacco bitters, you know.
Just gorgeous. First time I had a cocktail made by Ryan Clark, he sort of snuck some balsamic vinegar into a margarita. Then he takes home the award for world's best margarita. You know, you got to sort of keep it fresh and fun and exciting to be relevant in today's cocktail conversation, right?
Absolutely. We have a rotating cocktail on our menu. And about two cocktails ago, we did a strawberry balsamic mojito.
That sounds awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Last time I came in here, I asked what the rotating cocktail was, and they weren't sure. And he's like, this is it. And boom, they just made it like that. Right off the top of their head. That's a bartender.
Now, you're also doing your own cordials here as well?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, Kim.
So we make everything in-house. We're not, you know, buying any kind of purees, buying any syrups. We make everything here. We have a blueberry citrus we use for mimosas, a rose lemon simple syrup we do. We make a rose gin fizz. So it's another one of our take on a classic old cocktail. We've got a strawberry ginger syrup. We've got it all.
And these are the kinds of things that, you know, it's easy to cut corners in this business, but people have, right? I mean, Ryan, when they go down to whatever restaurant you're working at, they have this expectation for what fresh and fun is, and they expect both the bar side and the kitchen side to really go beyond.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense here. You have great food coming out of the kitchen from Ginny, and you've got great cocktails on the other side, so it just makes sense. You got to do it.
I mean, I used to love watching Ryan, cook because it's like dinner and a show. I mean, he just has this great rhythm in the kitchen, and he always communicates with his staff with like by body language. Rarely does he have to say a word. They always know. Watching you guys work behind the bar is almost the same way. I mean, it's like a huddle before the play, and you break from the huddle, and it's all choreographed in a beautiful way. And I just get so excited about that sort of stimuli there.
I've often been told that it looks like a ballet back there. So many bars I work at are so small, you're on top of each other. If you don't work well together, it's bumper cars.
Well, you know, you did quite a bit of dancing when you were shaking up the cocktails that we're about to enjoy. So now you have brought us some of the fruits of your labors.
Yes.
What are we going to be enjoying today?
So this is going to be the next rotating bar cocktail we have. It's called Sweater Weather.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh.
Because it literally tastes like fall. It's got bourbon. It's got an allspice dram that we made in-house.
Allspice dram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again.
It's making a comeback. It's so hard to find in liquor stores, but you can find it a lot in Europe for whatever reason. But it's so much easier to make yourself.
I like to do with a cocktail like I do with a lovely wine, like I do with a whiskey. I like to begin the encounter to find out the nose of the cocktail. And you're right, from that first inhale, it's fall. It's leaves. I almost start hearing fall music in my head as I'm about to taste. Now, Ryan,
I think I hear it too.
Yeah, do you hear that?
Yeah.
It's not just me?
Well, you're over there smelling your cocktail, Matt. Mine's already gone. I don't know what you're waiting for.
Talk about your experiences as I go in, Chef.
All right, let's get in here. Bourbon, of course. Hey, good choice.
Picked a winner.
That's his spirit right there.
It's a strong cocktail. I mean, if you're paying for that, you're getting your money's worth. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, is this going to be on happy hour in the season?
It very well could be.
As Sweater Weather?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our listeners are going to demand that. And your garnish right over the top, that's just a little fresh allspice grated right over the top?
That's just a little cinnamon.
A little cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Get a little more spice.
And this is a lovely green apple garnish. So you've got all the flavors and experiences of the fall. Kind of mind, body, spirit, just surround sound experience with the season. Sweater Weather. That's what we're talking about, Ryan Clark.
It's good stuff. And you know what? You guys are changing this all the time, too. So what? You got any ideas in the future?
I have books and books and books of ideas, just notebooks of bar scribbles.
You heard it, Matt. They're never running out of Commoner & Co.
There's a couple of guys here that'll help you winnow that down to a reasonable size list.
Exactly.
We're here to serve. Anyway, Kim Kaiser, one of the bartenders who works very, very hard for all of her guests' benefit here at Commoner & Co., thank you so much for your talents and sharing them with us. This is a gorgeous cocktail.
Thanks, Matt.
Absolutely a great place to continue the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, the man is in the house. He's gearing up for his appearance on the radio show. Brian Bemo Morris, partner and general manager here at Commoner & Co., is going to be talking about his new fall menu, which makes its delicious debut next week. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're broadcasting live from Happy Hour. In fact, it's a power happy hour here at Commoner & Co., the destination for comfortable cocktails and cuisine on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. Chef Ryan Clark, three-time Iron... She's so much fun to say. Three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark is in the house. Making our way through a great bourbon beverage.
Oh, it's amazing. Commoner & Co.'s got the best drinks.
I love it. I just love it here. And, you know, selfishly, let me tell you one of the reasons why I love it, because I live a mile away.
Well, good for you.
This is our place. Anyway, there's an event going up at Lowe's Ventana Canyon tonight. Our good friend, Chef Ken Harvey, one of our heroes, is doing something just off the hook with three local brewers called Casks and Cooks. You heard about this thing going on tonight?
Oh, yeah. I was there last time. I'm probably going to head over there right after this. It starts at 6:30, so if you don't have dinner plans, head up there. He let me know that there's some open seats, so you don't need to make a reservation. Just, you know, get up there and have fun. It's at the Kiva Patio. $65.
Right,
what a deal.
Right there on the under the stars, live bluegrass music.
They're doing an open pit roast.
Open pit roast. 1055 Brewing Company, Pueblo Vida Brewing Company, and Dragoon Brewing Company, and some of the great barbecue that comes out of Chef Ken Harvey's group. This is a great event.
It's awesome. And what some people don't even know, the bartenders or the brewers are up there right now cooking the food, which is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, come to Commoner, have a couple cocktails, go visit Chef Ken Harvey, and then come back to Commoner, because that's what we generally do. We sort of begin and end the night right here. And one of the reasons why we choose to begin and end the night right here is because we get to see one of our very favorite people in the entire culinary community. He is the general manager and partner here at Commoner & Co., Brian Bimo Morris.
Thank you, Matt.
Listen to the applause.
Oh, it's... It's an honor to be here, sitting among legends.
I'm looking around. There's Ryan Clark, and there's a bunch of brewers. But anyway, last time you were on this show, BMO, was right before Viva La Local, which we should also announce is coming up October 31st at Rialto Park. Viva La Local, celebrating all the great local culinary and beer and wine programs and stories. And you were representing Prep and Pastry, one of the, part of this team here. You rocked my world with it was like a meringue tart. Do you remember that?
We did. Yeah, we did that last year. The meringue tart seemed to go over pretty well. We had it at the, I think at the last show, the last on-menu that I was sitting with you guys. Yeah, it went over well.
It was a lot of fun. And then comes this idea for a restaurant called Commoner & Co. Well, how did that all start?
All right, let's see. I keep going back to the Batman where the Joker keeps trying to tell his story of where he got his scars, and I keep coming up with a few different stories, and I feel like I keep wanting to throw a new one out there every time. The real reason was just a bunch of guys that kind of got around, and we started talking, and we decided, Prep was doing well. It was time to open up a dinner spot and keep us busy. We had a bunch of chiefs running around, and we needed to spread it thin before we killed ourselves. So we started looking. we were super fortunate to find this location and that place that's in my neighborhood and in Nathan's as well. And we jumped on it, and you know, it couldn't work out better. It's just an amazing neighborhood, a great group of people that live around here that support us. And Commoner was kind of, you know, it kind of formed here. And then we started working on the concept, and that's something that we had been talking about for a long time. And what we thought was going to work, and what would work well in this neighborhood, and this is kind of what we came up with. I mean, this was the end result. So we've been really lucky, really you know, fortunate with how it's taken off. So.
And how long have you been open now?
We've been open, I think, just over 4 months.
It's only been 4 months.
Yeah.
Well, and this community really has responded, right?
It's been great.
Like you said, you are in a community here in this foothills, you know, this pocket of the foothills, which we love because we live so close. But this community, the neighborhoods have really responded.
They have. It's been awesome. I mean, to see some of these the same faces night after night, you know, you included. But I mean, a lot of these people that are just coming and supporting us, you know, the feedback for the most part has been great. And that's really not just because of kind of what we're doing food wise, but it's the staff too. I mean, we have an unbelievable staff. I mean, the servers, the bartenders, you know, I just talked with Kim and everybody that's here, they've just been doing a phenomenal job, and it's made my life very easy. So yeah,
there's one particular back server who I think is just a rock star. She's just an amazing human being, an amazing employee, and a beautiful daughter as well. But I digress.
Well, you say back. I mean, this is the X factor. She can do it all.
She's
a utility. At the hostess, you know, at the, you know, clearing table.
Yes,
she's
executive chef Candy Russell, right? No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so when we're talking about comfort food, now that word, you know, is bandied about. Hey, look, there's so all the celebrities are here. Comfort food, what does that mean? What does that look like? What sort of experience do you want to give somebody against the backdrop of comfort?
Yeah, I mean, comfort food, it's a term that's been, I think, thrown out there a lot, and it's something that it applies, I think, with what we're doing. I mean, when I think about comfort food, I think about, you know, going over to your grandparents' house for you know, Sunday dinner, or even what mom's making, you know, at home. Classic dishes that you're really used to, you know, seeing growing up. And we just like to put our own fun little twist, throw a little curveball at you with something like you know, a grilled cheese sandwich or a short rib or whatever it is. But we got our fun little twist on that. But that's, you know, when I think of comfort, I think of those staples that you grew up with.
You know, one chef in town, I can't remember who it was, but he defined comfort food for me as something that hugs the tummy.
Ooh, I
like
that.
And I love that because we all have those sort of tummy hugging moments in our lives. And he's absolutely right, because you look at this menu and it really is about these sort of these images that we remember from growing up. Like you say, grandmother's house. What does comfort food mean to you, Chef Ryan Clark? I mean, is that?
I think you guys are nailing it. I mean, it's really about the roots. It's going back to the roots. It's going back to something that's familiar. And it's got to be like over satisfying. Like if I'm going to a comfort food place and I don't leave stuffed and just totally excited, then it just missed the mark.
Totally.
Which never happens here at Commoner & Co. Never.
And now talk about, before we begin to put some of your very bold claims to the test here, because you brought out a number of things for us to enjoy. Now, are you guys doing, you're doing happy hours starting early on Saturdays and Sundays, because you're bringing the foothills, the brunch experience to the foothills on both Saturdays and Sundays.
We are, yeah. We were kind of excited to launch brunch just, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago. You know, having the experience with prep down the road, we thought we would try and, you know, give the neighbors here something on the weekends. So Saturday and Sunday, we're open for brunch 9 to 2, and then we continue that on with an early happy hour starting at 2, running through to our, you know, our 6 o'clock end of happy hour time. So, yeah, it just gives everybody an opportunity pretty much all day Saturday and Sunday to come in here and have some of this food.
The one brunch meal that I had here, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, was some. I think it was just like the Commoner sandwich or the egg sandwich.
Okay.
Served with, and so it was egg. I think it was Fontina cheese, some greens, but it was like a strawberry jam on the egg sandwich.
Yes.
And where did that come from? It's like took it to a whole nother level.
Ginny and her creation. Yeah, no, she just makes a house-made strawberry jam, which is delicious. She throws it on that egg sandwich with a little speck. Ham, it's a winner.
He just makes it sound like that. Yeah, Jenny, just you know, threw together some house strawberry jam, and just with a little speck.
A little brioche we baked down the road at prep, ship that up here, and
Now, speaking of prep, we should before we forget, prep and pastry over there on North Campbell Avenue. Talk about another concept here that just went through the roof. You know, great breakfast, lunch. Great cocktail experience in its own right. Everyone loves prep and pastry. But give the people what they want, right? So people that live, you know, sort of center town, east town, they're going to have a prep and pastry of their own in their neighborhood.
That is true. I think you're alluding to the Prep 2 that we have. Just broke ground over there on Grant. If anyone's familiar with it, the Zinburger right next door in between that and where the post office is. We're starting construction. The building going up should be ready. April is what we're shooting for. So, yeah, everyone on the east side of town, little maybe less drive, maybe a shorter wait. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a longer wait.
You guys know a thing or two about that. And you're going to be right over there next to the Zinburger. And I think you're going into, Exhaust Pizza and Wine going up in there with you.
Yep.
So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to be counting down the days. And, again, there's going to be a prep and pastry prep close to wherever you live.
Exactly. That's
so
the goal.
Fun. Okay, so here we are. Things change seasonally. You want to use the season as a reason to sort of freshen things up, change things up, and bring to the guest experience some flavors and experiences that best match the season. So, Brian Morris, when we're thinking about fall, when we're thinking about the change of season, the drop in temperature, you know, Kim Kaiser talked about this great sweater weather cocktail that just oozed of the fall season. When we're thinking about what fall looks like at the center of the plate, what kinds of things go through your mind?
Oh, there are a lot of things, but those nice, rich, heavy, you know, flavorful foods. Something like maybe a chicken and dumplings. I don't know. I'll just throw that out there as an option.
Yes.
Something like maybe like a meatloaf, any type of casseroles. You know, any of those nice. You know, just fig. You know, apple. Like the sweater weather drink that we're throwing out there. Those spices. All those flavors that you think about when you're thinking about fall weather starting to cool off.
And I think changing with the season, even though the changes in seasons temperature-wise here in Tucson aren't as dramatic as they are from like where I spent a lot of my younger years in the Washington, D.C. area, the great thing about this kind of food is it helps to sort of remind you that you're in a change of season, even though the temperatures outside might not go as dramatically lower as they would in other parts of the country.
And what's great about that, if you think about Tucson, I think we keep evolving this restaurant community. And before, I don't think you saw restaurants change the menus spring, summer, fall, winter. Maybe it was just twice a year. And we're actually seeing that now, which I think really shows how we're evolving as a community.
Well, things are continuing to evolve here because food just keeps arriving at the table. Something to go with this great sweater weather cocktail. So your new fall menu, Brian Morris, actually makes its delicious debut this coming Tuesday.
Correct.
Right? So we're going to see a new menu. Now, what the biggest question that we're always asking when it comes to changing things out seasonally, are you retaining some of those anchor commoner dishes that you would be foolish to get rid of when you change a menu?
You are right. I think there are a few things there that are staying on the menu. Things like our flat iron pork, our mussels, which I think if we took our mussels off, there might be a bit of a small uprising.
There'd be a revolt.
I agree.
There are a few things that we're definitely keeping on the menu that aren't going anywhere. We just wanted to bring a few new items, swap things out, keep it fresh, keep it seasonal, all that fun stuff.
Tuna chop chop tacos?
Staying on the menu.
Staying on the menu. Okay, I feel
yeah.
better.
One of your favorites, Matt?
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous that the tuna chop chop tacos were going to disappear for the fall. But anyway, we want to remind all of our listeners that if you're feeling lucky, you're going to have the opportunity to win a gift card to experience a Commoner & Co. for yourself. And while you're at it, you can experience BMO and Kim Kaiser, too. We're going to be doing a trivia question here coming up in sometime between now and the end of the show. And the first person who sends us the right answer to our trivia question is going to get a Commoner & Co. gift certificate. You can use it for brunch. You can use it for, late night. You can use it for dinner, whatever. It's going to be there for you to use, and you can take the fall menu for a little test drive yourself. So listen up. We're going to be doing a trivia question. First person with the right answer gets the Commoner & Co. gift card. Well, the time has come for us to see what comfort food is supposed to be. We should say Chef Ginny Wooters was going to be spending a little bit of time with us today. She's so darn busy, and to her credit, that's where we want her to be. We want her to be busy. But she really has, I think, manifested some excellence here on this new fall menu, and you've given us a little example of what we have to expect next Tuesday when you roll it out. Where should we begin our tasting?
Wherever you'd like. Let's start with the appetizer.
Let's start with the
chicken wings. We're adding chicken wings to the menu. We thought, we've got a great bar here. We've got some TVs. Come down, watch some football, some playoff baseball, whatever it is. But, why not have some chicken wings while you do that?
Okay, so talk about what you've done. First of all, this is my favorite part of the wing. I'm not particularly fond of a plate of the drumettes. No disrespect to the drumettes. And I know we have drumette fans as our listeners, and I want to keep you as our listeners, but this is, for me, this is where the action is. So talk about the glaze, because you know, right away it looks and it appears a little bit different.
So we have. This was something that I've kind of been in love with lately, is this this kind of Thai sweet and spicy sauce, you know. So without giving away too much, there might be a little bit of maple, maybe a little hoisin, maybe a touch of sriracha for a little heat there, but just some fun flavors that we wanted to throw in, a little different than your classic buffalo, but you know, it should be a fun dish. I'm hoping everyone loves this. It's just a sauce that I've been in love with lately. Pickled veggies, a nice little bed of you know, kind of a pickled slaw there underneath. So just kind of a fun sort of Asian-inspired dish that will be great bar food as well.
Yeah, I think the sweet and the spice, you know, you sort of created the symphony with the two, so it's not overly sweet or overly spicy. You found that right match, that right ratio.
And sticky, Matt.
And
sticky's where it's at.
Sweet, spicy, and sticky. And you're right. Look at me. Just look. People are taking pictures. Have you tried this wing, Ryan Clark?
Oh, it's great. The sauce is amazing.
See, I'm going in again. All right, so, again, these new chicken wings are going to be making their debut on the Commoner & Co., this wonderful sriracha. You talked a little hoisin. You got this Asian-inspired dish coming here. Perfect for the fall. Absolutely right on. Where are we going next?
All right, let's jump over to the burger.
I thought you'd never ask.
We'll make our way down the table here.
All right, so this is just – is there protocol with this?
No, just – just pick it up.
Right,
yeah, it's a tall burger. It's a – you know –
I'm going right for the fries, Matt.
Fries as well. Fries done in-house. So the burger, we've taken our burger and changed it up a little bit. We went from one to two patties. We have increased the patty to bun ratio here. So
the community is grateful. More beef.
So double patty, American cheese. You might be looking at us like we're kind of crazy, but you know, it works. It just sometimes with a burger, American cheese is the way to go.
Right on.
Onions, thick cut brown sugar bacon on there, some house made pickles, those same pickles you're going to find in that Commoner Martini. We do a house Dijonnaise, and a sesame seed bun that Noelle bakes here for us right here in the kitchen. So,
all right, here we go.
Dig in.
While Matt's biting into that, I'll tell you, it looks juicy.
Oh, man.
It looks delicious. And I'm diving in this next dish. What is this here? This looks amazing.
Look at these.
That burger. Oh, my gosh. Freshness, different textures, different flavors, different temperatures even. We like the differences in temperature in the same bite. And that those house pickles, that the crunch of those cold house pickles with the tenderness of those, of the patties. My goodness.
And bacon,
is that
baby.
Ever good? Bacon, baby. Seriously. You were talking about this other dish. I can't stop talking about the burger, but go on.
All right. Last but not least here. So we talk about fall. We talk about comfort. This is kind of, I think, where it all, you know, came to, you know, I don't know, whatever the word I'm looking for here. But this is kind of the quintessential comfort food. This is our chicken and dumplings. So we wanted a chicken dish. We didn't want a boring chicken dish. We thought this would be a great fall addition to the menu. Ginny came up with this, and I think she did a great job with the dumplings. Just a nice buttermilk, you know, flour dumplings. Just kind of a chicken stock and mirepoix base with some diced butternut squash, carrot, celery, onions, all that fun stuff, fresh herbs. Just, you know, just think of almost like a chicken noodle soup, no noodles, sub dumplings. I don't know. This is
talking about comfort food. I mean, this is familiar, but it's got a tweak. These are the biggest dumplings I've ever seen, Matt.
I know.
They're huge.
I mean, they're like weapons of mass destruction, for crying out loud. This is some serious heft in these dumplings. All right, I'm going in.
Yeah.
So Chef Ryan Clark just took his very first bite of the new chicken and dumpling. The audience here is waiting with great anticipation.
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing. It's a big word, Chef Ryan Clark.
For a huge dumpling like that, you think, you know, how can you get it so soft and delicate, just melts in your mouth all the way through, the same texture, and tons of chicken flavor packed in there. The broth is still clear. I mean, what a great dish.
Man, that is fall in every way. Around that entire bowl, the fresh vegetables, the great broth, wonderful seasoning, some herb coming right out of that, herb forward, with these huge dumplings. This is a gorgeous dish. Now, I mean, is that enough for two? That's a big dish.
Well, you know, we've got some expectations to hold up here, you know, and like you said, you're not going to go home hungry. So why not give the people what they want? So yeah, we're gonna have them come in here, give them big dish of chicken and dumplings, a big burger, a big double burger, and you know, send them on their way.
All right. Well, the time has come for us to see if one of our listeners knows the answer to the trivia question. Have you thought about a good question to ask? There's a number of things we could do. All right. I'm going to make one up.
Yeah.
All right. So Kim Kaiser was on the radio show a little bit early. She talked about a cocktail that represents the change in season. She talked about this new cocktail. It's a fall cocktail anchored with bourbon. And it has a fun name. It has a fun little play on the time of year. Who remembers the name of this cocktail? If you think you know the answer to the question, I want you to send us an email right now. The very first person that gets to us is with the right answer is going to win a Commoner & Co. gift card. The email address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. The first person that email in with the right answer is going to win a Commoner & Co. gift card. We're going to continue making our way around all these great fall dishes. And in the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it all up with some great comfort cocktail and cuisine conversation all on the menu live from Commoner & Co. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. We are still in the middle of another Power Happy Hour. It goes all the way up to 6 o'clock. That means outrageously low discounts on great dishes and wonderful cocktails. And Kim Kaiser herself might be on special tonight. I mean, I don't know. Look at her. She's the color as the red shirt that she's wearing. Anyway, the trivia question, actually speaking of Kim Kaiser, is she talked about this great fall cocktail. Now, I haven't checked the email yet, so there's probably already a winner. But in case there's not, we want to know the name of the cocktail that Kim talked about that helps introduce us to the wonderful fall flavors inside a glass. Kind of a fun play on the season. onthemenulive@gmail.com. onthemenulive@gmail.com. Back with our celebrity co-host, three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark. I would say you got thumbs up on all these dishes here.
Matt, I am spoiled today. I didn't
seriously
know this is what we were doing. I've got great cocktails. I've got an enormous amount of food in front of me. I couldn't be any happier.
That's how we roll, dude. That's how we roll. Now, maybe you can be my co-host every Saturday. Now that you're looking for something to do.
Hey, does it pay? I'm down. Let's do it.
Does it pay? I'll talk to my advertisers about that. I'll triple all their investments. Anyway, we're back here with general manager and partner here at Commoner & Co. And also one of the guys behind the enormously popular Prep & Pastry. Say that three times fast. And also awaiting with great anticipation the opening of Prep 2 coming up next year.
We're shooting for April. Yep.
April is the time. So we talked about this great chicken and dumplings, bringing us back to our youth, the wonderful fall dishes that we would have when we stayed home from school and the weather was rotten and we had cold. This is medicine in a bowl. We had this great burger. Now, not one patty, but two. Gorgeous house-made pickles, great bacon, American cheese. Stands as tall as can be in this great take. Fun little creative twist on the wing. Asian-inspired, great hoisin, sriracha. We got sweet, got spicy. And as Ryan Clark says, we got sticky.
Oh, yeah.
All happening on a wing. So this is just a few examples of some of the things that we have going on the fall menu, again, which debuts at Commoner & Co. on Tuesday. What else can we expect to see on the new menu when you guys roll it out next week?
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming out. I'm really excited for this menu change. We're adding a meatloaf to the dish, or to the menu, I'm sorry. We have... we're doing a seared ahi tuna casserole. So talk about your old... tuna that mom used to make, rolling the potato chips, throwing a little peas. Instead, we're doing German spetzel with a tarragon bechamel.
Oh, love it.
Seared ahi on top. We are rolling it in the potato chips, a little Parmesan. I mean, it's something I've had the Ginny's made in the past that is unbelievable. So I'm super excited for that dish. Got a couple new salads coming out, a little twist to our burrata salad. We're changing the set on our ribeye. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff. I'm really excited for Tuesday. I think... you know, this is probably about as excited I've been for any of the food. Ginny's done an amazing job, and it's gonna be a great season.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Ginny Wooter's ribeye. You said you're changing the set. Can you help give us an understanding of what we can expect that plate to look like?
A little bit, yeah. So she did a really cool beet gratin before, and so now we're just going back kind of a traditional scallop potato. So, you know, it's going to be really fun, but something that's real classic. And then also some Marie Covert, a little, you know, obviously my fancy word for green beans. it should be great. She's still going to do a house-made steak sauce. It'll be delicious. It'll be great.
Sounds good. I mean,
meat and potatoes.
Fellow foodies, you're in for a big treat when you come into Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. The new fall menu kicks off on Tuesday of next week. Start at the top of the menu. Work your way down. Come every night because that's darn near what we do. Anyway, Brian Bimo Morris from Commoner & Co. Always a pleasure hanging out with you. And thanks for treating us to such deliciousness this afternoon.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you so much, Ryan. Always a pleasure.
Of course.
You had a great time. Thank you guys so much.
So, Ryan Clark, now people listen to this show. They want to do business with you. They want to engage in discussions with you. They want to have a dialogue with you. They want to become a part of your future, whatever that looks like. How can people get a hold of you now that you're no longer with Augustine Kitchen?
Oh, the good old-fashioned email, Matt. Ryan@ChefRyanClark.com. Simple.
Ryan@ChefRyanClark.com. That's the way to get a hold of you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You're evaluating proposals as we speak. You just got another email as we're sitting right here.
Let's just say this. I have a busy week ahead of me when we wake up on Monday. So.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Whatever you need from us, you have. We are here for you. We're here to support you. We are your biggest cheerleaders, and we just know that you are continuing with your journey of greatness. And we just hope that you will continue to share that with those that you love and selfishly those of you love right here in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, that's very nice, and I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
I got to ask you one quick question, though, before we go. Let's say you are down to one item in your refrigerator at home. Chef Ryan Clark doesn't have anything at home in his refrigerator except for one thing. What is that one thing?
Oh, it's a cold bottle of champagne.
Oh, you're celebrating around the clock, are you not? Anyway, Chef Ryan Clark, go have some bubbly. Thanks again for sharing a very valuable hour of your time. We're grateful, and just keep doing what you do. We love you, man.
Cheers, Matt. Thank
you. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Bimo Morris and Kim Kaiser and Ryan Clark reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is On The Menu Live. Cheers, and we will see you at Commoner & Co. Hang out.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.